This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Apu Gapag. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in BRICS summit at Rio de Janeiro in Brazil on 6th and 7th of this month, followed by bilateral visit to Brasilia, the first by an Indian prime minister in nearly 6 decades. During his visit, Modi will hold talks with Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, along with several other global leaders on the sidelines of the summit. Union Minister of Commerce and Industry Piyush Goyal said India's policies are strategically structured to transform the nation from a $4 trillion economy to a $32 trillion economy by 2047. Goyal was speaking at IIT Madras Sangam 2025 Global Innovation and Alumni Summit held in Bengaluru today. He said, forward-looking policies of the government have already positioned India as fifth largest economy in the world, and the country is poised to become the third largest by 2028. He added that policies and programs of the government are shaping a future-ready India. Chairman of Arunachal Pradesh State Cooperative Union APSCU Nabam Tahi Nikhil called on Governor K.T. Parnaik at Rajbhavan in Itanagar today. During the meeting, the governor stressed on the importance of enabling cooperative societies to find access to wider markets, particularly outside the state, to ensure better value for state's surplus agricultural and horticultural produce. Recognizing the potential of local produce, especially perishable items, he suggested more warehouses, cold storages, and effective utilization of Holongi and Tezu airports as export gateways to boost trade and income for farmers and growers. The governor also encouraged APSCU to focus on strengthening grassroots cooperatives and promoting self-reliance among rural communities. He reiterated that the cooperative movement must evolve into a people-centric initiative driven by collective ownership and shared benefit. Dree Festival is being celebrated across the state today. Governor K.T. Parnaik extended his greetings to the citizens on the occasion. In his message, he said, Dree Festival is a beautiful expression of Apatani community's deep bond with nature, their agricultural way of life, and rich cultural traditions. It reflects the strength of the tribal heritage and the unity that binds the multi-ethnic society. He urged the elders and youth to continue nurturing their cultural roots with pride and ensure the traditions are passed on to future generations. Union Minister for Minority Affairs Kiran Rijiju, Chief Minister Pema Khandu, and Deputy Chief Minister Chaunamin also extended Dree wishes. Union Minister for Minority Affairs Kiran Rijiju, Chief Minister Pema Khandu, and MP Tapar Gao today attended the 90th birth anniversary of His Holiness the 14th Dalai Lama at Chuglakhang in Makhlodganj, Dharamsala, Himachal Pradesh. In a social media post, CM Khandu said, may His Holiness be blessed with good health, a long life and continued strength to guide and inspire humanity with His wisdom, compassion and unwavering message of peace. Deputy Chief Minister Chaunamin today inaugurated a Buddha Vihara at Nong Tau Kham 2 in Namsai district. On the occasion, Min also planted a Bodhi tree. In a social media post, Min said the Vihara will serve as a spiritual center and as a living symbol of cultural identity. It will stand as a center for faith, learning and harmony for generations to come. Dibang Valley DC Bekir Nyorak, along with Urban Development and Housing and PWD teams, inspected several key construction projects in Anini today. The projects include 10 RCC ALC barracks, a sturdy boundary wall around GA quarter and multi-storied government accommodation for officers and staffs, and material recovery facility MRF in Anini. The DC directed the departments to strictly adhere to project specifications by closely monitoring progress to ensure and exceed its quality standards. He urged on timely completion of the projects for the welfare of the residents. A plantation drive was conducted today at Government Secondary School in Chimpu to celebrate the week-long Van Mahotsava. A river cleaning initiative at Ragayagamso River, Itanagar, was also held in IG Park. Both initiatives were jointly organized by interns of Youth Mission for Clean River of YMCR, Abralo Memorial Multi-Purpose Society, and Itanagar Smart City Development Corporation Limited. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.